Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Hey, Michelle, are you wearing a dress?
That would be a negative. I think I'm in my, I don't think, I know what I'm in. I'm in my Victoria's Secret sweats, bright pink. I look like Barbie. Oh, 54. The old Barbie.
Okay. No, there's no old involved here. This is just the Barbie thing.
Mature Barbie.
Okay. Well, see, now I never, mature Barbie my ass. But anyway, so, and I'm dressed in sort of a fitness outfit because I just got through training this morning, and there you have it. So, this begs the question, what about that dressing for your age and your body type? We have Dr. Linda Przewyszewski. You're going to hear me say that once.
Love that.
Who is a fabulous, wonderful expert who's going to help us understand how to dress for your age, because she wrote a book. This is a forthcoming book that's coming out. Get ready. It's called The Lost Art of Dress. And boy, honey, all you got to do is go to a shopping mall and look around in horror and ask yourself, what happened?
Yikes.
So, Linda, please join us here on Her Radio. And first of all, just tell us, what is this thing about the lost art of dress?
Well, I discovered that American women and American girls used to be taught how to dress through a very systematic set of readings and lessons, which they either got in 4-H clothing clubs or they got in home economics courses.
All right. And then what happened? I never did 4-H and I never did home ec. So, so I never got any of that. Instead, I found myself, well, I was lucky. And maybe, Michelle, you had the same thing?
Yeah.
Well, I had a uniform because I went to St. Phil in the blank. I went to so many saints, I think they ran out of them in San Francisco. And so I never had to think. It was like, here, wear this nasty-looking uniform. So I didn't really get any big messages. And then when I wasn't in uniform, I was wearing shorts and hanging out of trees with my brothers. So what's happened from the time that women kind of learn from home ec and the rest of it to now? What's been the difference?
Sure. A couple of things happened, actually. When the 1960s came along, one of the things that came out of the women's movement was a refusal to go along with any dress rules on the grounds that they had been oppressing women. And certainly some of them had, for example, girdles. Girdles were physically, literally oppressive. But a whole lot of other rules got thrown out about how to dress that actually were designed to teach girls how to take the principles of art and apply them to clothing. And as a result of a sort of a general throwing of rules about how to dress for the occasion, how to apply the principles of art, we moved into a kind of lack of any system at all. And it didn't help that in the 1960s, when the baby boomers arrived, all of society and culture, even older people, began to value youth above everything else. And so young people have always dressed a little more informally than older people. But in the past, young people wanted, kind of longed for, the day when they would have the responsibilities of adults and the privileges of adults, and young women long for the days when they could dress like grown women. And today I think most grown women spend a lot of time thinking about how they could dress so that they were, teenagers.
So I can't help but think that, when I see the young women today, they practically are showing everything. There's not much left to the imagination. Are we trying to follow our more mature women trying to follow that trend, maybe not quite as short, but still pretty short? And I grew up in I went to high school in the 70s, and I valued how I dressed. I I appreciated fine clothing and I wanted to look great. So I always made sure that I dressed appropriately. I never wore a pair of jeans, by the way, to high school. Never. I never wore the same thing to high school. But what's going on today with the with more mature women? Why are they wanting to dress like our young women? And I don't like how our young women are dressing either, because they're showing it all.
Yeah, whenever I go and talk about my book, I do hear from a lot of women in business who are really appalled that younger women are showing off so much skin and so much, you know, of their figures. And I actually suspect this comes from the influence of pop stars.
Right.
And starlets. And I don't think I'm the only person who's kind of noticed that there's almost a race, you know, to become as naked as possible. Actress Rashida Jones recently wrote a piece for a magazine where she said, "What the heck are we doing here?" And she wants to opt out of that, you know, take off as much clothes as you can. But I do think that's affected our culture really widely. And I also think our culture, since the 1960s, really hasn't valued aging. We all sort of know that, yeah, we slow down as we age, but we also gain something in the art of living, and that's something that the women I write about, the dress doctors, really appreciated. So they weren't so much interested in trying to look young as they were in trying to look beautiful. And it was assumed, right, you know, until the 1950s, that until you were 30, you didn't get to wear sophisticated styles.
Exactly.
You just weren't worldly enough to handle them, either the more complicated way they draped and the way you had to move to wear them, or you weren't yet ready to handle the attention you might get when you were wearing a more sophisticated style for an evening dress, for example.
So
well, you know,
we
I love, you know, I had this, I think about the time when I was one of my first visits to Paris, and just sitting at a beautiful outdoor cafe and watching the women go by. Those women, I mean, classically, I don't care what their age were, they just knew how to put it together. They could wear a pair of jeans, a smart shirt, a beautiful scarf, just a perfectly appointed scarf around their neck, just the right amount of jewelry, pull it together, and make it work. And I just, to this day, I remember that. And I'm thinking, you know, what happened to all that? You see people literally just slopping around. I don't care what age they are. Really, it spans all ages. It's like no one is thinking about how they're portrayed in society. They just walk around like that. I don't mean you dress up to the nines by any means, but I mean just sort of like honoring yourself, just a little bit of thought put into it to see yourself as beautiful, to know what your attributes are, if you're short, tall, long neck, whatever, and just to play with it a little bit. Am I missing something here, Linda?
Well, I actually, when girls are taught to dress, they were taught it sort of in two ways. One, that it is a pleasure, right? To wear beautiful clothes is a pleasure and you should enjoy it. But the other was that it was a social duty, right? That the world's got work to do. Of course, sometimes it's just playing, but a lot of the time it is work to do. And you show self-respect, as you, I think, were saying, in effect, and respect for others when you dress in a way that allows you and others to accomplish what they came to accomplish. So if you are at work, you don't want to dress in a distracting way, whether that's really bare or really noisy, you know, some crazy charm bracelet or something. But in the evening, when you're having social
right.
events, then, you know, cut loose
right.
and have fun.
Right.
So.
Well, there's where you could really, you know, let it dress up. Everyone, this is Dr. Linda Prevashevsky, the author of The Lost Art of Dress, is a forthcoming book. Thank you so much for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
Look forward to The Lost Art of Dress. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.